Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
You know what time it is. Time for McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. They bring Rob Bradford to you every week.
Oh.
Yes.
Bradfo, well, McFarland to you.
McFarland and Scott McFarland is off the hook. The Red Sox lost, so that means he does not have to get the baseballs and boring tattoo.
Oh.
Him, Alex Cora, Lucas Giolito.
It's true.
Pete
Fatsy.
Probably
why they lost in retrospect.
Could be.
Cora took a dive in game three. He's like, I don't
just
want
to take the heat off the Dork podcast.
You should make Kyle Hudson get the tattoo now. It's punishment.
Yeah.
Well, we've got others in line to get the tattoo. We have others still in consideration. Michael Kopach, he's still in the mix. So.
All right, very good.
Yeah, so anyway.
You got a couple of futures out there.
The great thing about McFarland is that it was so hot, and now it's so cold, and you got the cover.
Important.
It's like the baseball season,
uh-huh,
right?
True. Yeah, all year long. Well, baseball season done for the Red Sox, done now for the Yankees as well, which we've been celebrating a bit today. What's in store this offseason? I know you told afternoons last week. You're like, I'm confident they're going to spend something like that. I don't know if words in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll spend some money.
On what?
Well, I think what – you want to know what I think they should spend money on?
No. What do you think they're going to do?
Oh, I do think they are not blind to the fact that they're going to get some guys to hit home runs. I mean, I think if you look at this team, what this team needs, that you say, well, you know, you can – pitching, you can make a case – this you can make a case. That you can make a case. You can't really make a case about finding guys that hit home runs unless you think Tristan Casas is going to appear out of nowhere.
I do not.
Which I don't think a lot of people do, including them.
I was going to say, even Breslow when he was asked about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that shouldn't have surprised anyone.
No.
I mean, I think what they'll do with Casas, and I don't know when he's going to come back, if he'll be even be ready on opening day, but it's not complicated. Go play in Worcester, prove that you can play, and then go from there. But I think that they definitively need a guy who can hit home runs, a guy who is a presence in the middle of the order, along with keeping Alex Bregman, of course. And that guy, I have tied myself in a knot, and I know on the afternoon show I said they're not going to sign him, but I am going to make it my mission for them to sign him because I am like the Wizard of Oz. I'm behind the curtain. I'm saying you should do this. Alex Bregman, you should sign him eventually. It took him a while. Pete Alonso, they should absolutely sign. Pete Alonso, I can convince myself, and this isn't a...
It fits like every need they have,
well,
doesn't it?
You know, I'm glad you said that. We're on the same... We're simpatico.
Yes.
And because it feels like Bregman in a lot of ways last year, where they can, their models can didn't show, well, this isn't the guy to sign, you're going to overpay for him and this and that. But there are certain guys that fit perfectly in a lot of different ways. And for him, for the Red Sox, he fits in a lot of different ways. The side of the plate he hits from, what he does, he hits home runs. He is a guy who is a great in the clubhouse. He's also a guy who is really, really good at one of the most underrated stats in all of baseball, and that is playing in games.
Yeah, seriously.
Sincerely. Like,
oh, I know.
He's played, I think, 162 two straight years.
Yeah.
Only one player in the last 4 years have played more games than Pete Alonso has. That is something to me.
Vlad?
Do you know, good
who
guess,
is it?
So.
Yeah, Vlad plays a lot, too. Do you know who it is?
What's his name from Atlanta? Matt Olson.
Oh, Olson plays.
Yeah, Matt Olson.
I like that.
Yeah. So, but he... For the Red Sox, much like Bregman was, he is the guy that fits. He is the guy that you pay the money is for. He is the guy you spend on. I wouldn't have said that last year because we all thought maybe Casas was going to be the guy. But for where this organization is at right now, I just think he's worth spending that aforementioned money.
He fits even better than Bregman because that caused the whole Devers controversy. So it's like it made sense.
Well,
we needed that player.
We thought he was going to play second base.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. I guess there's a little bit of that. But as for Bregman, do you think it's a certainty that he opts out?
Everybody says so. I'm not convinced.
Okay,
and
neither am I.
And I think some of the people in the Red Sox aren't convinced either. There was a reason why they didn't negotiate with him. I mean, yeah, at the end, I know that Scott Boras said, oh, well, we're going to let him focus on the postseason. That's fair. That's fine. But I think you had opportunities to at least broach the subject with him, and they didn't. Why? Because I think there is a very real chance that they think that he might not opt out. Or maybe he likes it so much that the negotiations for an extension is going to supersede. They don't need to negotiate with him. But I do think that all these reports saying he's absolutely going to opt out, maybe. But the problem is that I look at it from the viewpoint, he goes in the open market, good luck finding that long-term deal. Like, I don't even think, and I know the qualifying offer isn't attached.
Yeah, that screwed him last year, right?
Yeah, and Boras that'll be the first thing that Boras says. But at the same time, you're a year older. You know, you had a worse year than you did last year.
He missed 50 games.
Yeah, you had a worse year war-wise like you did last year. Mm-hmm. This comes down to this. Simply put, for me, he means more to the Red Sox than he does to another team in free agency. I just look at it that way. So I could see the scenario where they do get a different deal done. But, boy.
Like, how many years would he be looking for? Because he really has two at, like, $84 or $82 million, like, set for him.
Yeah, well, okay. So, you heard rumblings that the Detroit was willing to go 6 or 7 years with him.
Yeah, last year.
Could you see him get 6 or 7 years off of this?
No.
No. And for the Red Sox.
No, look, and I don't want to trash him because
I like him a lot.
I like him and I want him back. But if you're talking about what he could get on the market based on the year he just had, my answer is no.
Yeah, and once again, I come back to the Red Sox, how he fits with the Red Sox. And these other teams, maybe they say, oh, he can fit with us just as well. Well, for the Red Sox, he means a lot because we know the position he plays, what he is in the clubhouse. That was an enormous thing, having that alpha in the clubhouse finally. I mean, one of the takeaways in the last day when they lost, you know, you go in the visiting clubhouse, you know, end of the year, I've seen a million of those, and some people are almost crying, some people are packing the bags, whatever. But Bregman was going to every single locker, to every single guy, and not only, like, just saying hello or see you later, but having, like, meaningful conversations. I was over with Peyton Tolley talking to him, and he just goes... Like, he comes up and he's like, okay, yeah, you know, we're going to work on this. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on this. And, you know, Peyton Tolley is like, yeah, Alex bleeping Bregman. Like, I love Tolley.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like a guy who's leaving.
Well, I mean, I mean,
or he's just such an over-the-top.
We don't know. I mean, again, Boras is going to say, this is what we think we can get for you. And I think that even though his wife goes to Harvard, even though he likes it here, if Boras comes out and said, this is your big chance to get this 7-year contract, and I think you can get it for you because the qualifying offer isn't attached, then maybe he'll opt out. But the reality is that you still have another year to opt out.
Right.
Right? you're going to make more, undeniably, you're going to make more money
in this next year.
Next year, yeah, than he would in any deal that he's going to get AAV-wise going forward. So, yeah, but I do think that for the Red Sox point of view, looking at it that way, that's also hugely important.
It could be like a J.D. Martinez situation where every year you're like, I think he's going to opt out, and he doesn't.
But he didn't even come close. Like, I never
because he had really good seasons, but it's like, oh, yeah, it's a good contract. It's like, it's year to year, but, like,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, and I get it where, you know, Bregman wants the long-term deal, and, yeah, he doesn't want to get in a situation where he's 32, 33 looking for the long-term deal. But I just don't know if this is the year to do it off of. For him, I was like, okay, give me my 40, and I'll put up better numbers this year, and we'll see it.
Yeah, and then
see all
have
over
a real
again.
Conversation yeah. about it. Now, we off and on all season, it was about Bregman and his contract. Less so about Trevor Story and his ability to leave. He was so much better than I thought he could possibly be. I was very down on Trevor Story. The guy barely played. He took him out of Coors Field. Even when he did play, he didn't hit. And you're like, I don't know about this guy. Awesome season. Credit to him. What do you think his future is?
I think he stays. I think that's the tone, certainly, that he had at that last day. He has tone he had throughout. And he entered the conversation. I remember doing a podcast with him in the middle of the year, and I brought that up just because people like talking about this. But I'm like, why am I even asking this? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, he basically said, no, I love it here. This is where I want to stay forever. But he at that point, he hadn't had the year that he did. So, but I do think that he's still making really good money for the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. And he really does like it here. I think that's even less of a conversation than
Bregman. Okay. You had the story at the trade deadline with good insight, really good insight, on what the Red Sox were offering Minnesota. It was 2 of 3, if I have the prospects right, of Toley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The password Garcia, and Arias, yeah. Was that the other one?
Yeah.
So they offered Minnesota 2 out of those 3. Now, Keith has made this point.
Well, Toley and then one of the other two.
Okay.
And then a couple other guys.
And Minnesota
I don't know who the couple other guys were.
Minnesota could make their selection to get Joe Nathan. Now, Keith has made this point.
Joe Ryan.
I'm sorry.
I take Joe Nathan.
You can probably save a couple more games.
Yeah. Joe Ryan, excuse me. So Keith has made this point. Last year, the asking price of the deadline for Crochet was very high. Then you get to the offseason, it has come down. I mean, what would it take to get someone like Joe Ryan from Minnesota? Is it that same package? Could it be centered around someone like Abreu or Duran?
I think it's probably around that same package. But the problem is now you're going to have more teams probably giving what – because you only had, I think, the Cubs and the Red Sox maybe really desperate to get that guy. And as we've talked about a million times, those deals don't get done at the deadline. Deals ceased 2 years ago, Crochet last year, Ryan this year. They don't usually get done. They're testing the waters for the offseason, and then boom, here comes the prospects. And I think that everybody, what they have going for them is that everybody throughout baseball now said, why not? Like, why wouldn't you do the Crochet deal? And I don't know if that package is the equivalent of the Crochet deal, to be honest with you. They say they have enough. But do they have enough? I don't think they want to trade Conley early. You know, I think that Peyton Toley maybe. But I don't
Keith, me and Keith have actually gone back and forth on this. You think they'd rather if they could keep one or the other, they'd keep Early over Toley.
Right now, I mean, I think some of it's recency bias, but I think that because Toley really had a problem with the secondary stuff, and Conley Early was like...
His six pitches,
all of them were awesome. That's usually a good thing.
Yeah.
But
throwing darts from the left side is also pretty good.
But, you know, I think that for the Red Sox point of view, it's what... How much do you value that guy, Joe Ryan? Like, I would say this. Say, if you want to do this, if you want to be all in, then let's go. You took a huge step forward. You got a good team. Now go all in. Joe Ryan as the guy to compliment Crochet that you know, no doubt about it, no questions asked, and go get Alonso. You're on your way. You're the favorites to win the American League. Not even close. I don't know if they'll view it that way, but, you know, it would be nice to see another Crochet-like deal because we saw how this works. Good for you, Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
You got Major League players. You know who you got? You got Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, some White Sox fan was tweeting about, oh, it's fun to watch Garrett Crochet, Lucas Giolito, Dylan Cease, and like one other guy. Like, that could be their rotation right now, and they were all gone.
All of them.
It was some other stud, too. I forget who it was. What does the outfield look like to start next season?
I think one guy is gone. Probably. I mean, my guess is it either Duran or Abreu because, you know, and they'll say, oh, we have an embarrassment of riches, but that's what you need. And look at, like, we were thin at the end, but I don't think you can go into that year that way. I mean, this is like, not to say it's a Devers thing all over again, but you can't get uncomfortable. Like, you have to say, Roman Anthony, you're playing every day, right?
Yes.
Rafaela.
Probably every day.
I think because of your defense.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he could make that catch in game three, but I want him in center field. In center field every day, yes.
Which, by the way, a sneaky thing about Rafaela is that, you know, the whole thing with Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor has the kid, and they were worrying that he was asking to leave for paternity. Rafaela's wife is due, I think, tomorrow.
Oh.
So they could run into the same situation with him. I mean, nobody cares right now. But
if he was playing like ALDS game?
Yeah. So anyway.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, that's like me forcing my $800 voucher down the throats of you guys. I just want to get that information out. Jared Duran and Abreu. Yeah. I've actually had like people ask, like executives, which do you think they'll trade? And I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think recency bias, to use that term again, I think Jaron Duran, his brand has been hotter than it is now.
It's been colder. Trust me, there was a stretch there where it was much colder, but it's definitely it's been hotter. I just
Let me ask you.
Yeah, who has more value?
Let's go around the room.
Yeah.
Abreu, Duran.
Am I trading Duran? I like Duran, but I'm trading Duran.
It really soured me the last couple months.
Yeah.
He's basically a platoon player. He's not even a leadoff guy anymore. At least Abreu could run into 30 home runs.
He can't throw. He can't field. He doesn't really steal bases, and he didn't hit.
Yeah.
He didn't hit lefties at all last year.
No, I've been way up and down, hot and cold on Duran.
Someone reminded me about Duran when Roman Anthony came up, and they had that dynamic of Anthony hitting leadoff, Bregman hitting second, Duran hitting third, and Story hitting fourth. That dynamic was so good. And by the way, Jaron Duran was crazy good hitting third. And like that, we forget, like, that was a really, really good Jaron Duran. But I can't argue that. I can't argue what we saw at the end.
Too many times.
Yeah. But the problem with Abreu is that he has to stay healthy.
Yeah. Look, if you're telling me that Abreu gets the Joe Nathan trade, I keep saying that, Joe Ryan deal done, then trade Abreu over Duran.
Yeah, they could both go.
But who would I rather move out of those two? Then I would rather move him.
Yeah.
You could check out Brad Foe's work, WEEI, Baseball Isn't Boring, on the Odyssey app. Go listen to it. You can follow him on Twitter, @ Brad Foe. Fun baseball season, Brad Foe.
Oh, man, you guys, I had a blast doing this.
It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Who do you got winning the whole thing?
I'll go with Toronto, just because I have an $800 voucher to fly up there.
Beautiful. All right. Good stuff, Brad Foe. Red Sox, do anything this offseason, we'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be waiting by the phone.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.